想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. 听说土豆成为主粮了 and so today we're going to talk about potatoes.
Potatoes. And it's funny enough, actually, the English word potato comes from the Spanish word patata, and it's actually the name still used, in Spain. And it referred to a type of sweet potato rather than the other way around. So at first it was a type of sweet potato, and then it just became known as the potato.
Potato 这个词是从西班牙文的 patata 来的。那么最开始的时候 potato 实际上是指白薯，也就是 sweet potato， 但是渐渐的呢，才用来指土豆这种食物。
And interestingly enough, it was actually first domesticated in southern Peru. So it's actually from the New World, if you will. So in Peru and Bolivia between 8,000 and 5,000 BC, and it has since spread around the world.
土豆种植的历史还挺长久的，在公元8000至5000年前，南美的秘鲁和玻利维亚就有人开始种植土豆了。
And amazingly enough, potatoes are used in a vast variety of ways, not just eating. Some people may be familiar with vodka. It can be made from vodka, potatoes, excuse me. Akvavit from Sweden and other parts of Scandinavia, that's also made from potatoes. It can be used for a food for domestic animals. And also, potato starch is used in the food industry to make thickeners and binders in soups, in the textile industry as adhesives, and even in the manufacturing of paper and boards.
我们来看看土豆的各种用途吧。土豆可以用来酿酒，尤其是像伏特加 Akvavit 这样的烈酒。可以当做饲料，这我们都知道了。中国的农民经常用土豆皮来喂猪。另外，土豆淀粉也是很常用的一种东西。还有呢，就是土豆竟然可以在纺织业中做粘合剂，或者用来加工纸和纸板。
After the news that the Ministry of Agriculture is making the potato a staple food in China, I imagine most of our listeners are going to be interested. And what the heck do we do with this thing? Well, interestingly enough, I mean, potatoes can be prepared in a variety of ways. Skin on or peeled, whole or cut up, seasonings without, mashed or whatever. But really, all that you need to pay attention to, more often than not, is first boiling the potato, getting it to a temperature that the starch granules actually first swell up, and then making other types of dishes with it.
我们下面还是说说最重要的议题，怎么样做土豆吧。做土豆的方法可以有很多种，可以带皮儿吃，不带皮儿吃，整个吃，切开了吃，煮煮就吃，或者是放调料吃等等。但是最重要的就是土豆一定要煮熟了再吃。
Exactly. And so, of course, I think most people are familiar with mashed potatoes. And mashed potatoes can come in an amazing variety because really all you got to do is boil the potatoes, peeled or not peeled, so you can do it with skin on or skin off, however you want to do it. And then you just mash it up. And there's so many different ways of making mashed potatoes. My favorite is my mother's roast garlic mashed potatoes, so with roast garlic and butter and salt and maybe some milk with the mashed potatoes. But you could put anything in there. You could put mayonnaise, sour cream, anything to kind of cream it up a little bit. But then, you know, add bacon, add onions, add garlic, and it's just the varieties are endless.
Mashed potato 是土豆泥儿，土豆泥儿的做法可多了去了，可以保留着土豆皮儿，也可以把土豆皮儿削去，然后呢，煮熟之后压成泥，然后可以加你任何想加的东西，牛奶呀、酸奶呀、酸奶油、黄油。这样推荐加烤大蒜 roasted garlic.
Yeah, it's really good. Roasted garlic mashed potatoes, freaking amazing. And then a big favorite in the United States is the baked potato. If you go to a lot of restaurants that serve steak, one of the side items or the choices is going to be a baked potato. In my family, whenever we ate steak, we also ate baked potato. And it's just easy. You just wrap it in tin foil and bake the heck out of it for 45 minutes to an hour. It takes a while. And then you cut it open and you put some butter or...whatever you want, really, inside of it.
整个的烤土豆 baked potato 也是美国人非常喜欢吃的一道土豆菜肴，基本上就是用锡纸包好，放在烤箱里烤很长一段时间，然后拿出来之后或者切开，在里面加上盐呀、黄油以及你任何喜欢吃的东西。
And then there are, I think as everyone knows, French fried potatoes in the UK and Australia, they call them chips. In the U.S., chips are potato chips, you know, like 薯片 or something like that. And then there's scalloped potatoes, which is basically just very thinly sliced potatoes. And then you can make, you know, hash browns, for example, so by grating them and making like 土豆丝 almost, and then frying it up. And then, of course, there's an Italian dish called gnocchi, which is basically you mash up potatoes, you take the mashed potatoes and you make them into a type of dumpling.
薯条肯定是大家都非常熟悉的一种土豆的做法了。美国人叫 French fries， 而英国人叫 chips。如果当美国人说 chips 的，一般指的是薯片。Scallop 是指土豆切成像扇贝的形状，因为 scallop 不是也有扇贝的意思吗？另外还有一种我非常喜欢吃的土豆做法叫 hash brown， 那就是把土豆磨成丝，然后放在锅里面煎炸而成。That's really good.
One of my favorite dishes, and so I already talked about the roast garlic mashed potatoes, but another one of my favorite dishes was one of my mom's classics, potatoes au gratin, which is a horribly pronounced French word, but gratin is just, it means a type of casserole. And so with potatoes au gratin, you scallop the potatoes very, very thin, and then you cook it in a sauce of cheese and milk, and it's just amazing.
这是 John 最喜欢吃的菜 potato au gratin. Au gratin 是法语，意思就是焗烤成的一种菜肴，通常表面上是有一点烤焦的那个样子。那 potato au gratin 呢，就是把土豆切成薄片，放在烤盘或烤碗里，然后上面再浇上自制的调料汁，在烤箱里烤制而成。The mere talk of it makes my mouth watery. And that's all we have for this week's Word of the Week.